With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and happy now to have once again on our program John Gardner, the high school hockey coach at Linfield. And, Coach, welcome back. How you doing?
Doing good. Always great to talk to you.
You are doing good, man. I'll tell you what, since last we've talked, two more wins. Maybe you could give me a quick summary on each of those two games before we discuss other things.
Yeah, the Groton-Dunstable game, we traveled on Saturday down there. That was a tough trip up there. It's not an easy place to get to, and didn't have our A game. The refs decided they were going to call about 18 to 20 penalties, kind of like it's like a preseason game. So we couldn't get any flow going. We won 4-1. Wasn't pretty, but we'll take it. And then yesterday on MLK Day, we had our annual game with Westwood. Good, strong, hard-nosed team, back and forth. We told our guys before the game it was going to be the first one to three, and if it wasn't that, then it was going to be a total of three goals scored. And at one point, we were trailing 2-1 in the third on just a horrendous goal call by the ref. Our goalie made a save. The ref blew the whistle. Literally to Mississippi. No one was near our goalie. They started celebrating, and then the ref skated behind the net and showed the goal sign. It was preposterous. But to give our guys credit, they didn't get down. 4 minutes left in the game, we made it 2-2. 15 seconds later, we made it 3-2 and held on to win.
Wow, 15. All right. Wow. So it sounds, Sean, I'll tell you what, like those two games back-to-back, the day off in between. You know, we don't use this phrase too much in sports because it's kind of a cliche, but it seems like there's some character building going on there. You guys have had real strong games, close games, and you've stuck with it.
Yeah, we always talk about the you know, we practice hard against each other, so, you know, the games can seem less tough. But... you know, we call the game, it's just dress rehearsal for March.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to be down, to stay kind of even-keeled, not you know, kind of white-knuckle the stick and not press too much and give up another one and have the game slip through your fingers. They, my guys, the proverbial have found ways to win. They just don't want to lose. And that's a character trait we had from last year's team, just the competitiveness. They just refuse to lose. So, it's all good, and right now you can kind of draw on that, hopefully in the future, if you have a situation when it really matters, you know, to kind of draw on stuff you've done in the past.
Talk to me again about Drew Damiani, because you guys wanted to congratulate you both on reaching that 100 mark. That's incredible, 100 wins for you, 100 points for Drew. And speak to me a little bit more about him, because it looks like, once again, he's leading the team in scoring as a defenseman.
Yes, he was sick as a dog. I mean, everything's, you know, all year it's been kind of fighting sickness, these weird flus, COVID, just regular run-of-the-mill colds and stuff. So he was sick as a dog up in Groton, kind of kept it from me because he wanted to play. That's just kind of like, you know, he just wants to play, just wants to win. And so we gave him the day off on Sunday. We skated on Sunday night, gave him the day off. And he was still kind of running a little bit of a fever on Monday and just toughed through it. Ended up having a really nice assist on the first goal of the game, kind of a little set piece in the defensive zone faceoff that actually my guys called, which was awesome to see. he's just, you know, again, he's a monster. He plays big minutes, all situations, you know. Can't speak highly enough about him.
As I look at your score sheet that we have, okay, you've got a sophomore, it looks like, here, Will Norton, who's up there in scoring as well?
Yeah, so we have the Norton twins. We had them last year as freshmen. They contributed here and there. You know, they waited their turn, and we just kind of knew this season was going to hinge on how quickly our sophomores, you know, grew into their role. And we knew that those two, one's a defensive, one's a forward, had the potential to be, like, major impact guys. And they've kind of hit their stride this past 2 weeks. Will, in the past 5 days, had, like, 5 goals and 5 assists in the 3 games that we played. So he's just, on offense, is just rips pucks, real elusive. He had the game-tying and game-winning assist in that 15-second span yesterday against Westwood. They're just competitors, real high-end skill, and they're just kind of coming to their own right at the right time for us.
I got to take out this USB. It's driving me crazy. Hold on 1 second, Coach.
Yeah,
it's all kinds of bells and whistles going off here, so let me just remove this thing. God, is that distracting. No, that's cool. And, you know, having twins play on the team like that reminds me of or brothers play on the team reminds me of two other guys I know down there in Linfield. Coach, you know, again, I think every time I talk to you, we have to talk about the whole defensive unit, your goaling, your defense, and so on. Again, now, 10 games, and you've given up, 14 goals. So you're talking under a goal and a half per game. You have to be most proud of that.
Yeah, we're always a defense first, play from the goalie out. I can't say enough things about Dan McSweeney, three-year JV guy, kind of buying his time to get his chance between the pipes, and he's been absolutely phenomenal. He actually, interesting little caveat from yesterday's game, he broke his skate blade at the end of the second period, and lesson learned, we tell our guys, have two sticks minimum, have your blades, have extra this, extra that. He didn't have an extra blade, so he had to play the third period with just a random goalie skate that the pro shop had. Got on the ice, literally looked like me and Jay looked at each other like we saw a ghost, like, oh, he can't skate. And played the period, gave up that controversial goal, and shut the rest down. So he's been awesome. We play really well in front of him. No, like, slighting him at all, because he's proved that he's, we kind of undersold him. But having no experience at the varsity level, we kind of preach like 15 to 18 shots a game and then let him get his feet wet. And then, you know, no more than three grade A's a game. And we didn't do that in the beginning of the year, and he kind of rose the occasion. And now we're kind of playing really good, you know, team defense in front of him. We always, this team with depth that we have at forward, that if we had the puck and played a strong puck possession game, like a two-thirds, we have the puck in their end, that's a good way to defend for us. So we've been doing that against most teams.
All right, two more things I want to ask you about. One is, of course, the power rankings came out today. And as you might expect or might figure out, Linfield, number one in Division III, record 9-0-1. What does that mean at this point in the season, John? Because I think we're just about halfway there, exactly halfway there.
Yeah, we don't put much stock in it, as far as, you know, anybody can beat anyone. I mean, we went down to Groton. Well, they were at the time the 25th ranked team, or a 2-1 game halfway through the game. You know, it's just how it goes with hockey. But we basically, we're leaning into having the bullseye on our chest, which, you know, we just said embrace that you're going to get everyone's best shot, and we welcome it. It's just going to make us stronger. So, you know, it is something to strive for that we mentioned before with the power rankings. Last year we got the 4 seed, and we got a pretty nice path. You know, it's kind of a roll of the dice as far as what bracket you get put in, but the bottom line is you don't want to be doing heavy lifting in the round one or round two. So, you know, after that, it's just kind of, you know, you're going to get a tough opponent. But the bottom line is if you kind of have a high seed, you're helping yourself out to start the tournament.
All right, now I'm looking at your schedule. You've got a tough one coming up on January 25. And when is that, a week from Wednesday?
Yeah, we have 9 days off before our next game, yeah.
Okay, and just getting Triton's record up here. They're doing very well in the Cal. Have you played?
They're 5-3-2.
Yep. Have you played them already?
We beat them earlier in the year, 3-1 in early December. They're always tough. They don't give up a lot. They're huge. Mm-hmm. They're like, they have multiple kids, 6'3", 6'5". It's
Whoa.
Like the entire team is hovering around 6 feet, 6'1". It's insane. So they play a heavy brand of hockey. Cape Ann League is pretty much, most people have done it one time through. We're 3-0. If we could take that one and then the following games against Newburyport, if we can win the next two in the league, then we're going to, you know, win the Cal again, defend our championship from last year. So that would be nice, but it's going to be tough sledding.
All right, so and you're back to the graph next week. Okay. Coach, anything else? It's been great, you know, talking to you through the first half of the season. You guys have done super. You and Drew have hit some fantastic milestones. I don't know, a quick look back or a quick look ahead, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I feel real good, but again, it's nice to be unblemished and still very much feel that we're a work in progress. So, I mean, I don't expect to go run the table by any means, and I wouldn't want that going to the playoffs, trust me. But just keep grinding away, keep trying to get better, stay humble, and not get complacent with this thing and expect to win. You gotta work to win, so just keep it rolling.
All right, tell Jay I was asking for him. I'm going to have to get him on, talk hockey with him at some point.
Absolutely, I'm sure he'd love to.
All right, Coach, thank you so much. Congratulations. We'll talk again probably after the next game.
Perfect, sounds good.
Thanks, John. Take care.
No problem.
All right. That is John Gardner, who is the Linfield High School hockey coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.